This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his plea for fighter jets from the West the day after Russia struck an oil depot in Lviv and a nuclear facility in Kharkiv, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the Western nations of cowardice as he said they continue to ping-pong on how to send fighter jets and tanks to Ukraine. In contrast, he praised the bravery of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol and sniped, if only those who have been thinking for 31 days on how to hand over dozens of jets and tanks had 1% of their courage. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron urged an easing of tensions after President Biden suggested Russian President Vladimir Putin should no longer be in power. I wouldn't use those terms because I continue to speak to President Putin, because what do we want to do collectively? We want to stop the war that Russia has launched in Ukraine without waging war and without escalation. The comments come a day after Russia attacked an oil facility in the mostly untouched western city of Lviv and a nuclear facility in Kharkiv. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later said on Sunday Ukraine is willing to become neutral and compromise over the status of the eastern Donbas region as part of a peace deal, even as another top Ukrainian official accused Russia of aiming to carve the country in two. Zelensky took his message directly to Russian journalists in a video call. The Kremlin preemptively warned Russian media not to report. Quote, security guarantees and neutrality, non-nuclear status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said, speaking in Russian. But even as Turkey is set to host talks this week, Ukraine's head of military in